Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I am speaking with Steve Ditchkoff, who is one of our presenters here. And Steve, I think everybody's looking for ways to help when it comes to a problem, in this case, a feral hog population that, lots of things have been tried. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the project that you're working on.
I'm an associate professor at Auburn University in the School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences. I've been there for 10 years and work primarily with large mammals, particularly white-tailed deer and wild pigs.
Well, tell us what you're doing that might prove to be beneficial when it comes to this problem.
I'm working with some researchers in the College of Veterinary Medicine there at Auburn to develop an oral-based species-specific contraceptive for wild pigs. There's never been an oral species-specific contraceptive developed for any sort of species that's out there, and this would be a first. This would be the first contraceptive developed for use with wildlife that would actually be effective in the field. Most contraceptives today are very impractical for application in the field.
And there's a variety of reasons for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, the major reasons is that contraceptives are either not species-specific or they're not orally based. You need something that's manpower light. It has to be orally based so you can just set it out there, the animals come to it. And if it's orally based, it has to be species-specific.
And that way you're not causing some unintended consequences and with another species.
Exactly. You can't be affecting other species. You know, and getting back to the current contraceptives around the market, they normally require darting an animal, getting in close proximity, which is extremely manpower intensive.
It might be kind of fun for some kids to do on a sunny afternoon or something, but no, not practical, like you said. So where are you at in this process? I mean, how do you feel about where things are?
We're a few years into the process of development. The folks over there in veterinary medicine have developed some new technology that they are applying for development of this contraceptive, and it's still in the fairly early stages. We're a couple years in, and there's probably several more years of research and development that are going to be involved before this can really be tested in the field. And, you know, and our biggest, you know, problem right now, the biggest, you know, hindrance to development is financial resources. There are some steps through this that are that require a lot of man hours, and it's been very difficult to find organizations or groups that are willing to put money forth because everyone seems to think it's somebody else's problem. But Alabama Farmers Federation has been very gracious and provided us with some support, and that's the reason we've been able to get it off the ground, and we have some results that are showing some promise.
So do you see this as you get it developed or as it's successful, technology that may allow you to look at some other species or areas that have problems?
In theory, the potential exists to apply this same technology to other species. Right now, our priority is wild pigs. It's considered to be one of the top nuisance animals in the United States. And, you know, if at some point there are steps taken to apply it to other species, that remains to be seen, and I don't know if I'd be involved with that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. A very interesting presentation. Just an example of the type of sessions that you will find when you come to the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.